These days we hear a lot about freedom, more particularly about our lack of freedom, because we are being required to give up many things that we are used to being able to do. We're being required to remain confined, restricted. Many people harbour a sense that they are losing their freedom. Some protest publicly. We want our freedom back. So what is this freedom that we have lost? What is this freedom that we cherish? Many times when we read Buddhist scriptures, we see Buddha saying, we live in samsara. And because we live in samsara, we have no freedom or control over our lives. In fact, because we live in samsara, our lives are pervaded by suffering, sometimes gross, manifest suffering, sometimes more subtle suffering. But for as long as we are in samsara, we are never free from suffering. We are never free. Samsara is not a place where we have been born. Samsara is not outside of us in any sense. When we develop a wish for liberation from samsara, we don't develop a wish to be free from our possessions, to change our environment, to give up our enjoyments, to give up our friends and relatives. These are not samsara. So what is samsara? In his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe Kasan Gyatso Rinpoche says, samsara is uninterrupted birth without freedom or control. He says, there is not a single living being in samsara who has been free to choose his or her present form of life, or who enjoys freedom and control over his or her experiences in this life. We did not choose the country where we were born or the parents we have, and we cannot choose when we will die. We did not choose to be rich or poor. It may seem that there are many people who enjoy freedom, but in fact, those people are bound to experience suffering, just like everyone else. They become sick without choice, they die without choice, and they take rebirth without choice. They do not experience real peace and pure happiness. This is very profound and is outside of our normal way of thinking and our normal way of understanding our life. For one thing, we rarely use the phrase, this life. We just say life because we don't understand that this is just one of many lives we have taken and that we will take many future lives. The whole notion of rebirth, for the most part, is something that we choose not to think about. And many people understand and are reassured, in some sense, by the false view that when our body dies, our mind also dies, and that's the end of it, that we experience some form of oblivion, and therefore we don't have to worry about what happens next. Of course, we don't have a scrap of evidence for this belief, and if we check deeply, there are many, many reasons that prove that we have many lives before this one, and when we die, we will take many lives again in the future. And the key point is that we have no choice. We have no choice. We have no freedom over where we are born, what experiences we have during that life, when we will die, how we will die, where we will go to after this death. Just because we choose not to think about it doesn't mean this is not the truth. Venerable Geshe La illustrates this in his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, with a simple but powerful example. He says, if someone were to ask us, are you free to eat dinner tonight? We would say that we are free. Actually, we have no freedom, because we cannot say for sure that we will not die before the evening. We cannot be certain that we will not become ill and incapable of eating anything. Since we have no control over the conditions of our existence, we do not have freedom to choose what we will experience in this life. These days, it's not so difficult to look around and see just how easily the so-called freedoms that we take for granted can simply evaporate, how the conditions of our life can change without any control at all. Today, we can walk around outside, and in many ways, it's a completely different world from the one we experienced just a few weeks ago. We have no choice about that happening. We have no control over that. Even though we think we have freedom, even though we think we have control, in fact, we do not. Venerable Geshe-la uses a powerful analogy to illustrate this. He says, if we send a helium balloon up into the sky when there is a lot of wind, the balloon will go wherever it is blown. The balloon itself cannot determine its own direction. We are just like this balloon, blown by the winds of our karma in the direction of our next life. Our lives follow one another in uninterrupted succession, like the spokes of a wheel, rapidly spinning. Immediately after death comes birth, and birth soon transforms into death. So this is very profound, and something that we, even though it is true, we do not notice, we do not think about, we do not factor into our plans. We make plans. We have ambitions. During this life, I'm going to do this, I'm going to accomplish that. But actually, whatever we do, whether we succeed in accomplishing those minor plans or not, the truth is we are headed towards death without control. Nobody can stop death coming. And nobody knows when death will come, how we will die. And we certainly don't know where we will go after this death. Again, Venerable Geshe-la says, samsara is in the nature of suffering, as fire is in the nature of burning. If we do not want to get burnt, we must be afraid to touch fire. If we want to avoid suffering, we must be afraid of being reborn without choice. If we think deeply about this, we will think, I need to understand this more, and I need to find out. How can I escape? How can I attain liberation from samsara? The word liberation means freedom. This is real freedom. How can I attain freedom over the very conditions of my life? How can I attain freedom to choose what form of life I take, what I experience during that life? Venerable Geshe-la says, considering this, we should realize that for as long as we remain in samsara, we will have no freedom and we will be bound to experience continuous suffering. In this way, we should develop a strong wish to attain liberation from samsara.